Good morning. Welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。
Today is Monday, September 26th. I hope you had a great relaxing weekend. The weather couldn't be nicer in Shanghai. Blue sky, crispy breeze, and low 20 temperature. It's a great time to get out and enjoy the nature. I hope you can catch the moment before the winter comes. As usual, we begin today's episode with a trivia question.So I was curious about the transition of our own language, Chinese. We all know that only a small fraction of people were allowed to get educated in old days, and they learned so-called classic Chinese, Wen Yan Wen. So when did we start transitioning from classic Chinese to modern Chinese? A language is supposed to be easy and fun. Such a transition made a huge difference in our society, which is indisputable.Now it's time for today's English phrase. Today's phrase is, the devil is in the details. The devil is in the details. 它的英文解释呢就是 the details of a matter are its most important problematic aspect. 也就是细节是至关重要的。你可以在今天的 show notes 和公众号里呢找到一个例句供你做参考。这个说法呢其实还是非常常用的。你可以在很多电影和电视剧里呢都会听到这个词。Okay, it's time for today's news story. In today's episode, we are going to talk about a hurricane and its impact on human life. Based on my personal experiences, I feel like we are having more hurricanes year by year, and it's becoming more and more powerful. I hope we can all pay attention to climate change. It's going to affect all of us if we don't. Today's first piece is from New York Times.Puerto Ricans fear extended blackout after Hurricane Fiona. About half of Puerto Rico's 1.5 million electrical customers remained without electricity on Saturday, nearly a week after Hurricane Fiona, a Category 1 storm, caused widespread flooding and mudslides. At least three people died and two were injured this week in accidents related to the power outage.A candle fire burned down in a house in San Juan, killing two and injuring one. Another person died and another was sent to the hospital after being intoxicated with fumes from a generator.
今天第一则新闻呢来自于纽约时报。它是说呢 ,Hurricane Fiona 在波多黎各登陆一个星期之后呢很多波多黎各的居民呢还是处在停电的状态当中。虽然说这个 Hurricane Fiona 只是 Category 1, 但它所造成的影响呢还是非常大的。停电呢不仅给大家的生活带来了困难，同时呢也会造成一些意外和灾难。这篇新闻要注意的一个词呢是 intoxicate, intoxicate。它的原意呢是醉酒，但这里呢是指人中毒的意思。
The second piece is from New York Post. Hurricane Fiona sweeps away houses, knocks out power in eastern Canada.Fiona washed the houses into sea, tore the roofs of others, and knocked out power to the vast majority of two Canadian provinces as it made landfall before dawn Saturday as a big powerful post-tropical cyclone. Fiona transformed from a hurricane into a post-tropical storm late Friday, but it still had hurricane-strength winds and brought drenching rains and huge waves.There was no confirmation of fatalities or injuries.
第二篇新闻呢来自于纽约邮报，说这个 Hurricane Fiona 呢也在加拿大最终登陆了。它给加拿大东部的两个省呢带来了大风和大雨，但比较幸运呢，这里并没有人员伤亡的事故。这篇文章里要注意的词呢是 trench， 这里呢它用了它的现在进行时 trenching， 它的意思呢就是湿透的。
The third piece is from CNN.Tropical Storm Ian forecast to reach Category 4 strength as it wrecks towards Florida. Tropical Storm Ian, the ninth named storm of the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season, is forecast to reach up to Category 4 hurricane strength before hitting Florida next week. If it does, it will be the first major hurricane to impact the state since 2018. The forecast shows Ian,as a major hurricane over the East Gulf when it is approaching the west coast of Florida. After briefly passing over Cuba at or near major hurricane strength,
the center said Friday. The entire Florida panhandle and nearly the entire west coast of the state could be at risk, according to the most recent forecast come from the Hurricane Center. 第三则新闻呢，来自于 CNN， 他说呢，最新的 Tropical Storm Ian 呢也正在形成，这个呢比前面的 Fiona 更厉害，他现在预估呢，这个台风的级别呢将达到 Category 4。记得刚才前面一则新闻说过， Fiona 只有 Category 1， 它已经造成了很大的影响。这里 Category 4的破坏力呢可能会更大，同时呢这也是佛罗里达在2018年以来第一次将面对飓风在本岛登陆，所以呢政府正在告诫大家需要做好准备以应对到来的飓风。 The last piece is from BBC. Typhoon Nuru, evacuations in Philippines as explosive super typhoon nears. Typhoon Nuru is piking winds of up to 240 kilometers per hour.After an explosive intensification as it hits the Polio Islands and heads west towards the main island of Luzon. It could cause landslides, flash flooding, and dangerous storm surge, including in the capital, Manila. People in high-risk areas have been told to evacuate. The storm speed increased by 900 kilometers per hour in 24 hours.Weather forecast Bob Gill told AFP that its increased speed was unprecedented. The Philippine Weather Service has issued a wind signal 5 for Luzon, the highest warning level, which makes Nuru a super typhoon. 今天最后一则新闻呢来自于 BBC。 看来呢这个飓风和台风呢不仅仅只有在美国海岸，在亚洲呢也有。这个叫 Nuru 的台风呢正在靠近菲律宾，可能会对菲律宾首都马尼拉呢也产生巨大的影响。这篇新闻你要注意的一个词呢是 unprecedented， 它的意思呢就是史无前例的、空前的。Alright, that's all for today's news story. 你可以在今天的 show notes 里呢找到这些新闻的摘要，或者参考同名公众号里完整的文字版。So last but not least, let's review the answer for today's trivia question. 今天这个问题呢是说我们是从什么时候开始从文言文呢向今天的现代汉语转变的。这个答案呢可能我们在小时候学历史的时候已经学过了，它是从1919年的五四运动开始的。 Classic Chinese was the main form used in Chinese literary works until May 4th movement in 1919. 从英文到现代汉语的转变呢确实给很多人带来了便利，使更多的人能够认字，能够学习文化，这对中国文化的影响呢也是非常深远的。 Alright, that's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I see you next time. 好了，非常感谢你的收听，今天节目就到这里了，下一期再见。